singer-songwriter and lead guitarist Rowan Rogue Picard, along with Evan Kluick of Arachne on guitar, Jason Baird of the Meringues on bass, and fellow bandmate Maddie Benoit of the Petras on drums. The single Crush was produced by five-time Juno Award winner and Glass Tiger founding member Michael Hansen. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Crush by Rogue Rising on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Sake of one and all. When you go, I'm Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox. That was 07 and the tune Futures from 2006 in the album The Garden. They were an English musical duo consisting of Henry Binns and Sam Hardacre. Both of them were studio engineers, and the group went on to have a really cool career. Basically, one of the pioneering groups of the early chill-out sound. And that was pretty chill, if you ask me. We got something from Zaki Abram coming up and the album Every Opposite, released in 2012. Zaki is a South African-Canadian singer-songwriter, and her music blends R&B, soul, and jazz. I really like this artist, and I hope you do too. We're going to play the song Go With It. We're also going to play something called Coffee from a Vancouver-based queer theater artist, actor, and dancer who turned into an indie songwriter named Siski. And this is a really cool artist too, so I hope you enjoy the imagination and playfulness that this artist brings to the table. Liv Wade is on the show with a tune called Slow Motion, and this is from her release last year called Radios and Buffaloes. She is an incredible artist, and I'm a big fan. Before we get to Liv, we're going to play something from Els Scriv. And Els Scriv is an interesting artist, and this is a folky, roots, deep earth, northern BC vibe. The album is called Wandering the Pine. The song is called Longer, and this is the first time we've played this artist on the jukebox. So here it is.
All wrapped up in your arms, tangled up in the dark. No intention of moving. There's laughter pouring in from the street. Pulse of the city can't compete with this. Until the sounds reach and go around, do something worth writing about. All I came to see is in this room. Espresso beans on a harvest breeze, a Blake Mills record on repeat, some kind of sensory dream. Held it together when we said goodbye, like I'm cool, I'm finally with you behind. Each other, guess the time it's not right. Thoughts on my mind, like where will that take me and how will it break me down if I get scared? That's when I burst open. That's when I feel the pull of the ocean. The right love will help me embrace the emotion. Take places that move in slow motion. Each morning when I come alive, coffee and dogs by my side. Where will it take me? Too high. That's when I burst open. That's when I feel the pull of the ocean. The right love will help me embrace the emotion. Take me to places that move in slow motion. Oh, I have been in the shadows. Afraid to trust again, but I can. But I
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Ability to breathe. My limbs Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Have it, a power trio and Muse with Starlight on the Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. Starlight was from their Black Holes and Revelations album released in 2006. Now, here's something that you might not know of right off the bat, but if you're a Canadian, you probably do. We miss these guys. They're from Manitoba, and they are called the Weakerlands. This song is called This Is a Fire Door Never Leave Open. This is from the album Left and Leaving, released in 2000. And they are wonderful. The band was led by John K. Sampson, who has also released a bunch of solo records. And I'll probably play some of those in the future. He's a great lyricist, really interesting stuff. Here's The Weakerlands on the Jukebox.
bikes race towards the corner of the dining room and half illuminate a face before they disappear. You breathe in 40 years of failing to describe a feeling. I breathe out smoke against a window, trace the letters in your name. Our letters sound the same, full of all our changing. It isn't change at all, all straight line circles sometimes. Somewhere there's a box full of replacement parts too. All the tenderness we've broken or let rust away. Somewhere sympathy is more than just a way of leaving. Somewhere someone says I'm sorry. Someone's making plans to stay. So tell me it's okay. Tell me anything or show me there's a pull. Unassailable. And we'll lead you there from the dark alone to benevolence that you never know or you knew when you were before. Where a small knife tears at those sloppy seams, and the silence knows what your silence means. Your metaphors, as mixed as you can make them, are linked like days together.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Oh, yeah. Funky Brown. About to show 'em how to rez. Get down.
make it better like, oh, way she looked at me, feel like better call in the beat.
Hey, I feel like panic, don't take long now to understand this. Oh, I feel like panic, I got the bread, no need to panic. Hey, I feel like panic, don't take long now to understand this. Oh, I feel like panic, I got the bread, no need to panic.
Oh, do the fried bread shuffle. Now panic bounce and the scone shake till that earthquake. Do the fried bread shuffle. Now panic bounce and the scone shake till that earthquake.
Baby, I feel like panic. Don't take long now to understand this. Wow, I feel like panic. I got the bread, no need to panic. Baby, I feel like panic. Don't take long now to understand this. Wow, I feel like panic. I got the bread, no need to panic. Baby, I feel like panic. Don't take long now to understand this. Wow, I feel like panic. I got the bread, no need to panic. Baby, I feel like panic.
Tune called Ya Ya from the album Roses, and that is Joanna Mohammed, aka Afros, a Toronto-based soul music artist, and has a very cool reputation because, well, her vocal stylings are incredible, aren't they? You're listening to the Jukebox Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in. And before that was Mr. Saga and the tune Built Like Bannock. Jordan Jameson, better known as Mr. Saga, infuses indigenous culture and modern vibes. We got music from the insanely talented Chris Dirksen. Had many moments of good cheer with Chris, and This is a song that's featuring the Chippewa Travelers. This is called Intertribal Happy Feet. What a brilliant name for a song. I hope you enjoy it. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I was walking around Dublin City, and there was this record store in a mall, and I hadn't seen a huge lineup of kids waiting to get autographs in a really long time. It doesn't seem to happen here a lot in Canada. I'm sure it does once in a while, but they've still got HMVs over in the UK and Ireland. And this band called Inhaler was there. Never heard of them in my life, but was intrigued and interested. Turns out the kid who sings in the band is Bono's son, and they are an Irish rock band who are having a real great run. That was Open Wide by Inhaler on the Jukebox. How you doing? I'm your host, Julian Taylor. And before that, Chris Dirksen was on the show with Intertribal Happy Feet. Chris is a two-time Juno Award-nominated Cree cellist who is also two-spirited from Northern Alberta. Now let's get the party started with, well, Queens of the Stone Age with David Grohl on the drums from the album Woohoo! Ira Vulgaris. Here's Make It With You. With You, rather. Make It With You. Make It With You on the Jukebox.
If I told you that I knew about the sun.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Save your tears. You got it. That was Fool If You Think It's Over from Chris Rea. Had no idea who this guy was, but I was in Leicester and someone was playing it on the loudspeaker. So, of course, when it sounds good, you Shazam it. That's from 1978 and the album. Whatever Happened to Benny Santini? I don't get what that album title's about. I've been trying to figure it out. So if anybody knows, let me know. Yeah, also, if you have any requests, let me know. You can hit me up on socials, Julian Taylor's Jukebox. A big shout out to my wonderful team for helping me put this show together, to our station partners for airing the show, for our sponsors for helping us get the word out, and for you, the listener, for listening. We couldn't do it without you. You know what I mean? Thank you. And so if you like the show, spread the word. Word of mouth is the only way to do it. Everybody thinks it's social media or press or radio. Blah, blah, blah. It isn't. It's the listeners. It's the people. It's the fans. It's you. So thank you for tuning into the show. We got one more for you from two-time Juno Award-winning artist. Here's the powerhouse vocalist, Crystal Shawanda, from her brand new release, Would You Know Love? I hope you've enjoyed the show. Until next time, ciao bananas.
You need all